Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So anxious. Relax. It'll be all right, Tommy. Tuesday, August 9th, 2022. Hot, humid, and increased chance for showers today and tomorrow. And then we get back to our regular rainy summertime routine. But the tropics, for the most part, are quiet, save one disturbance off the coast of Africa that is not expected to affect us at all. But again, it only takes one, right? Kim Jovanovich joins us, Assistant Dean of Engineering and faculty member in electrical engineering, both a practicing licensed professional engineer, that PE, pretty impressive, and teacher at my alma mater, UNO, since 1980. How you doing, Professor? Professor Kim, how you doing? Professor Jovanovich, do you have us on? What are you, racing the board? What are you doing over there? What are you? Hello, Professor.
Hey, Tommy, how are you?
Hey,
good morning.
I'm okay. What were you doing? Writing on the chalkboard, putting some notes up there for the kids?
I had actually dropped some stuff, and I was down under my desk picking it up, and I didn't realize because Tim had said it probably closer to 7:30.
Yeah, so I figured
I could clean up some
7:30? Oh, he meant when it ends. But anyway, Kim, it's not important. Tell me about UNO. When do you guys get it started for the fall semester?
Tomorrow, on the 10th of August, is when faculty report back to work, and classes begin on August 15th. Looking forward to it. It'll be nice to get back teaching our students engineering.
I'll bet it will. Tell me about hardening the grid in terms of hurricane season. Has anything been done since we spoke last year after Ida about that?
A lot of studies. You know, it takes a cultural change here in the way the utility companies have to think. You know, there are some solutions to them. By the way, those studies are still going on. The Public Service Commission is in the process of acquiring some engineering talent by consultants to review, take a hard look at a lot of things. You know, it's easy to say, and we all do, you know, let's bury the cables and be done with it. You know, that's not cheap. Other areas of the country, like North Carolina, have looked into that. Texas has looked into some of that. The District of Columbia has looked into some of that. In North Carolina, they figured to try and bury everything. Duke Power proposed a $13 billion proposal to reinforce the state's power grid. And a lot of that had to do with burying the electrical cable and just protecting the grid against, you know, weather in North Carolina. But the commission there in North Carolina, the state, rejected their request for that full repayment of those $13 billion. Understand, that has to be reflected back in the base to the customers. You know, so when you make those capital investments, if you're not careful as a utility company, the people who control the state, and in the case of Louisiana, it's the Public Service Commission and the state, the Public Service Commission and the City Council, there's a guaranteed return on that capital investment. One of the problems with that guaranteed return on that capital investment is that guaranteed return is not going to be paid by the governing bodies. It's going to be paid by the customer base. And so Duke was able to come up with a $2.5 billion plan. That's a lot of money to attempt to bury a small portion of their infrastructure. You know, District of Columbia did it, or was doing it. And by the way, it was $1 billion. There, and it was going to raise rates as much as $1.50 over 16 years, $1.50 per month for 16 years to get that money back.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is about hardening the grid, right? The grid's got three parts to it, Tommy. It's got the generation part, right? And that's the fossil fuels or nuclear energy or renewable energy. That generation part of the grid is 60% fossil fuels, 20% nuclear energy, and 20% solar, geothermal, wind energy. Well, that's part of that, how we generate, and now the transmission lines come in. That's the stuff that gets us into the metropolitan areas for the substations. You remember one of the transmission towers went down during Hurricane Ida. That's the one everybody remembers, Avondale, right? It collapsed. Mm-hmm. But there's eight of those towers that feed energy into the New Orleans area. And if you consider New Orleans and Baton Rouge, there's 14 of those towers. Seven of the eight of them were damaged in feeding New Orleans, which is why we had such a problem during Hurricane Ida. Can we harden those? Well, that means stronger towers. Those towers, imagine how old they are, they've been in place for a very long period of time. One of the things that's now happening is that when they're building these towers, they are now building them with enough capability and strength to withstand 150-mile-an-hour winds. In coastal areas, that requires a foundation that goes down about 35 feet.
Wow.
And usually that's within a steel caisson. So you can imagine the cost associated with putting up a new transmission tower. Does it have to be done? Yes. Should it be done? Yes. That's helping harden the grid portion, which is the transmission lines. Now we get to distribution. The hardening of that distribution would take it into our neighborhoods. The cost of burying those cables out in the neighborhood is staggering. About $1 million a mile is what it can cost for burying those cables underground in our neighborhoods. Plus, we have technical problems associated with it. It's not that we don't know where the wire is going to be buried. We can dig it up with a backhoe. We can do directional drilling. The problem is air is needed to help cool those electrical conductors. When they're on the power line, they can be cooled easily because you have wind blowing across them. But when they're underground, you don't have that kind of air convection. So lots of times those power wires have to be placed in some kind of conduit that may be oil-filled, something to help get the heat off of those cables and out into the surrounding mud conduit. That's a problem. So sometimes that transmission, that distribution power is downsized to 80% of what it would have been had it been in the air. So, and you got right of ways. You know, the sidewalk to the street is full of gas, and it's full of this, and it's full of water, and it's full of sewage. You got to find the space to be able to do it. And, you know, the reason why some subdivisions have it, aerial, and other subdivisions have it underground, was because when the land was developed, that was an understanding with Entergy. In other words, Entergy says you're building a facility here. Here's the cost of putting in the aerial cables. If you want, we're happy to put the underground wiring in, but here's that additional cost. And so some land developers say, give me the underground. Some land developers say, give me the garden variety overhead power wires.
This is Kim. This conversation, Kim, we're going to have to put a pin in it, as they say, for now, but I'd like you to come back again in the 9 o'clock hour one day where we have more time and less news and traffic so we can talk about all of this, because I think it's very important. Thank you, sir. Kim Jovanovich, have a great fall semester at UNO, Assistant Dean of Engineering and faculty member in electrical engineering at my alma mater, UNO, practicing licensed professional engineer, and he's been teaching at the lakefront since 1980.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.